right. Feel like I'm back in sophomore speech class.
It is, man.
Yeah.
You're not in the light.
That's how, where you at?
I'm almost 5 weeks out. I got the sling off after the third week, and they cleared me to travel. So I'm pretty happy with how things are progressing, and you know, I'm continuing to get better. I'm able to work out on the bike, do some treadmill stuff, elliptical, anything I can do to get that heart rate up and just stay in shape.
Is there any doubt about the start of next season?
No, I mean, I plan on suiting up and, you know, getting out there and being ready to go, at least by, you know, October or November, being ready to go.
How tough has this been, just to be stuck on the bench, sitting there watching and seeing this run take place?
It's obviously been tough from an individual aspect, but as far as being proud of these guys and, you know, checking in with Tristan all the time, keeping up with Shump, and, you know, Deli really coming into his own, stepping up with Kyrie being out. Just guys throughout the entire lineup, you know, LeBron's played unbelievable. Obviously I'd rather be out there playing, and that is, as a human being, from a human being aspect, is very tough. But as far as being here and supporting the guys and now being able to travel, it's a lot of fun. And I thought I still feel like I'm a big part of this.
Kevin, how have you been able to handle the mental side of it? So many years wanting to get to the playoffs, you get there, you get a taste, you have a big game, and then it's taken.
Yeah, I mean, I think naturally that's the hardest part. I mean, I had really wanted this, wanted to be a part of this run, and then that fourth game in the first series got hurt on a tough play. So it's something that I look at as an opportunity. I think all injuries are, and I'll continue to work and try to get healthy over this summer and come back ready to play game one. But like I mentioned, I'm super happy for these guys, proud of these guys, and there's times where I fell down because of my shoulder, and they've been here to pick me back up, and that's kind of how it's been the whole year.
Have you watched the replay of the play? If so, has your opinion changed of it since the initial?
Yeah, I mean, I think I mentioned the human being aspect. I initially, was very emotional about the play. I think. Everybody thinks, oh, you know, he's gonna be able to come back, pop it right in. But I, at the time when it happened, I kind of knew. And about a week went by. I reached out to Kelly, sent him a text, said, hey, it's all good. It was a tough play, and we just move on from there.
So you guys are on good terms now, that's what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. What's it like? How's it affect you day to day, dealing with the shoulder now?
When I was in the sling, first really three and a half weeks, it was tough for me sleeping. I mean, anytime I try to go to bed, I didn't get a good night's rest for, probably a good month. So, now that I'm out of it, have freedom of motion, that sort of thing, our training staff does a really, really great job of getting us back out there. So, for me to feel like I can at least do some stuff, get back in shape, and just constantly work on the range of motion here the first 6 weeks. I'll probably, after the 6 weeks, go see the doctor again in New York and, see what I can do after that.
After they beat Chicago on the road, Ivan told us he was going to FaceTime you from the plane. You couldn't travel with the team for a little bit there, but were there things like that they were doing to keep you
connected? Oh, yeah, a ton of that stuff. And, what's great about technology these days is that you have that. You can keep in touch with, family and teammates from afar. But also, we have the group texts that are just, kind of us all roasting each other, which is pretty fun.
Is there any question you'll be back here next year in your mind?
No, I truly haven't even thought about it. But as I mentioned, I expect to be suiting up by game one of next year. Yes, sir.
Kevin, does an injury like this change your approach to the game? I mean, does it make you value just being out there more, just with how quickly it could all be taken away kind of thing?
Oh, absolutely. I think any injury does that. As I mentioned, it's I look at it as opportunity, but in a run like this, yeah, I think you have to, you've seen all the injuries this year, not just me, but guys throughout the entire year on several different teams, but also in the Eastern Conference, Western Conference playoffs, it's kind of been mind-boggling to see how many players have gone down or missed time.
How much have you seen? Your name is always out there for thinking about this team, thinking about that. Does that bother you? Do you look at that?
No, I mean, it's something that I guess comes with the territory. Anybody that has, you know, pending, you know, free agency coming up in the summer, I feel like that's going to happen no matter who it is. So I try to not pay attention to it. I think, you know, you're one of the guys that mentioned that earlier in the season. I went ahead and just, you know, kind of took out my Twitter, forgot, you know, looking at any social media kind of stuff, you know, maybe Instagram here and there, but that was really it. So that's been kind of been put on the back burner for me.
Hey, Kevin, back, the reactions you've gotten at home on the Gemlinger-tron, when they're showing you, you're pretty heartfelt.
I mean, one of the first things I mentioned when I got here were the fans. So they've been really great. I mean, I got an absolute kick out of how loud they were when Dele got on the free throw line in that game, game four. That was unbelievable. And the same can be said for a number of guys. So, you don't see me much because I'm one spot removed behind the bench, and they put me up on the Mongotron, whatever they call the thing, and you know, it's a great ovation. I mean, that's how they've been all year. It's pretty great.
Kevin, does this injury motivate you more to come back here to see what it's like to contend for a championship?
Yeah, I mean, I think motivation in general. I mean, we have guys that have stepped up and. Not only my absence, but different guys that have gone down and, you know, played unbelievable. You've seen the emergence of Tristan Thompson, who has been just a monster out there. Shump has been playing great. JR, I mean, throughout our entire lineup, Delly, we've had guys that have just really stepped up and played well. So that's great to see. We've had the foundation all along.
What was the ceremony like when they beat the Hawks, or when you guys beat the Hawks?
I'll tell you, it was great, but I'll tell you why it was bad. Because the first moment I walk out there, the teammate will remain nameless. I go up and give him a big hug, congratulations, and he takes his arm and he goes, "Oh yeah, man," and just hits me right on the shoulder.
Oh, no.
So some of the front office staff who was out there with me kind of had to grab me and say, "Are you okay?" And I had one of those moments where I was like, "Oh man, I might have to go back to the locker room. How's that going to look? You know, I have to sit down, you know." So I just try to take deep breaths, calm myself, and, you know, got home in the ice as quickly as I could.
Are you stabbing pain immediately?
It had scared me because I hadn't been hit like that. I mean, I look at it like, okay, now I know I can get hit like that, and, nothing, you know, I don't want to get hit like that, but knowing that as time goes on, I could put more and more pressure on it. After the 6 weeks, I'll reassess where I'm at. So it's, it was one of those deals where it was kind of shooting pain throughout my entire body. But I was a little, I don't know, woozy and, you know, kind of all over the place for a few minutes, but I was able to calm myself down. So
we've talked to you a lot about what your future might hold, but has this run kind of changed the way you viewed the Cavs long term? I mean, it's obvious if you stay here and are part of this, this could be quite a run for several years.
I mean, we knew coming in that we would have opportunity to be a contender, and I don't think any of that changes for, you know, however many years to come, as long as guys can, you know, barring injury, stay healthy. So it's, there's no reason that shouldn't be the case.
Griff told me you'll be able to travel with the team moving forward. Are you looking forward to that?
Yeah, it was tough. I mean, sitting, you know, from home or a hospital bed, or, you know, just kind of laid up and not active in any way was very tough. So to be on the road now, it's going to be, you know, very fun. And, you know, Oracle Arena, they're extremely loud. Our fans are extremely loud. So it's going to be a lot of fun to be there and just feel it.
Kevin, can you help the team in any way with having Clay, Golden State, being out west and knowing some of those guys and offering up some advice? And if you can, what would you say?
I think the best thing I can do is just continue to encourage. I've tried to talk to certain guys throughout this entire process, even since I've been hurt. And this being my, you know, first time through it when I was playing, I was seeking out other guys, you know, older players that have been there, done that. So. I think the best thing I can do, as I mentioned, is, you know, encourage. I can't necessarily, you know, clap, but I can scream and try to help in that regard. So, I think that's just the best thing I can do. So just help in any way I can.
You said after game four in Boston, you kind of knew that you wouldn't be able to just pop it back in. But was it disappointing when you had to go for the season-ending surgery? Was there any part of you that thought maybe I'd be able to come back in this round?
Yeah, I mean, I'm always – you know, hoping or praying for the best. And when it happened and it took a few times to get back in there, I felt, okay, maybe. You know, that night, flew home, got the MRI, x-rays. I thought, okay, still, maybe. But, you know, once I got reevaluated and evaluated by our great docs here, it was kind of set in stone that I would have to have surgery. So that was, very disheartening. And, the initial, first seven to 10 days were pretty hard for me.
Because of your personal involvement with this, it may be difficult for you to have detachment about this. But as you've watched the team go through this playoff run, without you, sometimes without Kyrie, with other guys hurt and playing through, is there a part of you that's maybe a little shocked that they've been able to do this, or would you have expected this?
Truthfully, I knew we had, and I know that we have truly great players on this team, and we have guys, I can't tell you how many times I said it all year long. Once we made the trade about Shump, and before we made the trade about Delly, and we all knew what JR was capable of, getting hot, and he showed that. He showed that the entire playoffs. Timo's played exceptionally well and played big for us. Tristan, we knew that really on any other team in the league that he would start, and he has a motor that few guys have. And LeBron has stepped up in both his leadership and his play. I mean, I don't know. I've been watching a lot of playoffs the last 6 years, so I don't know if he's necessarily. I mean, I don't know if I've seen him play better than this. So we've had guys that have really stepped up, and Kyrie's given us all he can. I know he's still hurt and fighting to get back, but we have guys throughout our entire lineup playing extremely well.
And just a quick follow on that. As I think back to Game 3 now, I know there's some poignancy here because of what happened right after that. It looked like in Game 3 that for you individually, maybe all the pieces were starting to fit together. I mean, your play in that game was so fluid. You were always where the ball was. Did you feel the way that night? Game 3, that everything was finally there.
In Boston?
Yeah.
I felt like we were really starting to click. I mean, everybody was taking the shots that were there for him. There was no hesitation. I always felt like throughout the year, anytime we played like that, we were a better team, and that night was no exception. So yeah, we felt some momentum going our way, and even after I got hurt, it hasn't really let up. We fought back, tough series against Chicago, and then we were able to sweep a good Atlanta team. So we've been playing phenomenal.
Kevin, are you surprised that you guys are an underdog like you are in this series?
I wish I could give the LeBron James reaction and say underdog, but I don't think, with the players that we have, that we're the underdog. So yeah, I am surprised.
Yeah, well, you're probably one of the closest to Kyrie. Kind of, who's one of the situations that you're in? Are you in any way communicating with him? Communicating with him through that process? If so, what was the message?
We were keeping it pretty light, and at the same time, he was still very dialed in and focused. So we had our talks. Nothing was truly about game plan or that sort of thing. But I told him, just keep his head up. He's going to be back, going to be fine. And we have a good rest here, but I don't really know what he'll be able to give us. But he's Kyrie's the type of guy that he said to you guys before. No matter what it is he can give, he's going to go out there and play hard.
I wanted to ask you about Bron. You played against him for years, and you were teammates with him in the Olympics. You played with him here. Has he ever been better than he is right now?
I think. Yeah, I mean, it's tough. Could he? Is he more? Was he bouncier at one point, or was he? Physically, it's tough to say. But as far as up here, I think he's ahead of where he was, and being able to make everybody around him better, it's a great quality, and he doesn't lack that at all. So I think he's truly done a phenomenal job with guys going down and helping others to play better, trusting him.
The morning of your surgery, communicated
with the fans via social media, and you had a tripod.
Was that by coincidence? Did you realize the impact that might have sending out that picture?
I was going to wear it during surgery, but they weren't going to let me. That was the hat I had. That was the hat I, there's two hats I wear. I mean, one's like a Torchy's Tacos hat from Houston, and another hat is the Cleveland Sea hat. So those are what I wear. So.
Kevin, do you think LeBron is the MVP of the playoffs so far?
Well, let me think. How should I answer that one? Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
All right, that'll wrap it up.
Thanks. 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 Thank you.